Hi, guys. No, I'm not at home. I'm actually here at the Elcott Redeemery, or the Elcott, I'm sorry, this is not the Elcott Redeemer. This is the Elcott Ark of the Novitiate, Arch of the Novitiate, and this is in Anaheim, California. So I'm very happy to be with you guys because this has been a clusterfuck today, man. I can tell you that. It's been extremely... technically, it's been a real challenge. I'm just putting my face here. Technically, it's been a real challenge today, and it's been pretty goofy. But we are here, and we're able to, see you guys, which I'm really, really grateful for. Let me do this. I want to do that. I want to just make my screen a little bit bigger. Excuse me for a minute. We probably are going to have some speed issues tonight, you guys. Forgive me for that. Nathan, good to see you. Wayne, good to see you, man. Reggie, Paul. No chat until I get home. Thanks, peeps. Paul, cool. James, I'm not at home. I'm here at the Ark of the Novitiate. Stephen Miller, Nathan Smith, James Kaufman, Christopher, and everybody else. And of course, Effervescence has just arrived. Nice rose border, Phil. What's the rose border? Thanks, man. Just one? I don't need both of them.
You can have all four.
No. Thank you. So let me see what everybody's got to say. If anybody's got anything to say here tonight. And I don't know. I'm fucking tired. More than anything else. Are we going to get anything, any dinner or anything?
You want to? You can order something?
Let's find out when, like, the restaurants around here close or some shit.
Like off premises?
Or no, here in the in the hotel.
Gotcha. Let's see.
You know, or here in the Ark of the Novitiate. So, I didn't get any chicken salad from Costco, I'll tell you that. That much I know. That much I do know. I didn't get any chicken salad from Costco. And seems weird without Phil being out on the beach. True. It's always weird when I'm not home. So you guys talk among yourselves. If you have anything you want to talk to me about. I don't know why I'm kind of off here today. I didn't get any sleep last night. I'm probably on my period. I think it's my hormones. Looking at forensic file, there's some woman being highlighted there in the store, like she just ripped something off. And Phil, are you going to do the Phil Henry Christmas Carol this year? I really enjoyed it when you did it in 09 and 011. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's hard to tell. Now that you've mentioned it, maybe I will. You know, it's probably, we haven't done it in a while. And for those of you who weren't around for the Phil Henry Christmas Carol, Bud Dickman was Scrooge, if I remember properly. And I played Bob Cratchit. And, no, I think Steve Bozell was Bob Cratchit. I forget who. And I don't know who else was, in it. But, we had all of the characters were playing parts. Not sure whether we'll do that again this year or not. Last time I did I do it in 2011? Because I remember the year I did it in 09, I got sick within, as soon as we did it, I was sick the next day with pneumonia, double pneumonia. And that knocked the Christmas Carol out of my ass. That knocked the Christmas Carol out of my ass for at least one more year. But here at the Redeemery and Novitiate, oh, by the way, we will have home movies for you guys from the Ark of the Novitiate here, so don't worry. Christopher, Phil, I love Chef. Can you make his bits longer? He always starts swearing and gets kicked off the air. Yeah. Chef Chedilia has a serious, serious ego. And he doesn't feel anybody should be talking when he is on the air. Wayne just reminded me now, I was Bob Cratchit. Thank you, Wayne. It seems like Steve Bozell would be a perfect Bob Cratchit, wouldn't he? Maybe Steve Bozell would be a great Scrooge. Oh, you guys are out there, you're having fun. Why can't I be, you know, doing some shit? But no, I gotta be working. What you looking for, babe?
When the restaurants close.
God, I can't imagine that they would.
They don't list the actual closing or opening times, but they do tell you.
How about, can you give them a shout, babe? Like,
apparently we can do shots with Chip and Dale.
I can do are you serious? Terry is with us. Hey, Terry, can't stay long, but wanted to let Phil know if he needs DJs for HendryCon. My husband and I will dust off our equipment for it. We haven't DJed since Denver last year. Been too busy, but for Phil, we would do it. That'd be awesome. Terry, not sure whether we will need DJs for HendryCon or not, but if we do, we will talk to you about it. Probably we'll have, like, people at the hotel. Has Dr. Elcott come by to welcome y'all yet? No, he hasn't, Nathan, and that part puts me off. Bud Dickman was great as Ebenezer Dickman. That's it. Ebenezer Dickman. Love it, man. Love it. George Smith, Phil, Columbus Blue Jackets win in overtime over the Penguins tonight 2-1, and I was there in the cheap seats. Hey, I sense nobody cares. No, I do care. That's awesome. George, that is awesome. The Columbus Blue Jackets. That's the first big league team you guys have had in Columbus. And let me ask you a question. I haven't followed the Blue Jackets. I'd like them to be my NHL team. How well are they being received in Columbus? That's number one. What's the closest they've been to an actual Stanley Cup appearance? Number two. Tell me about the arena that they're in, George. I want to know how many seats. These are all questions I always like to know. And where's it located? I do get the Blue Jacket Fox channel, and I watch all the NHL games. And I occasionally I'll flip on the Blue Jackets and watch their road games. And if they're here in LA, if they're here in Anaheim where we are, this is the home of the Ducks. We generally have to watch the Duck or the King channel, but I love watching the away broadcasters and see how they're rolling with things. Harvey Weinman would make a great Scrooge. Harvey would be a good Scrooge if you're sort of looking for a central casting Scrooge, but having Dickman do it is pretty cool. Dr. Elcott would be a good Ghost of Christmas Future, like a fucking skeleton. How you doing there, Twits?
I have to call.
You do?
To find out.
That's okay.
Thank Christ for
tequila. I'm starting to cheer up a little bit.
We got room service regardless. I can't find it.
So here at Elcott, get a load of this, you guys. Here at the Ark of the Novitiate, their fucking tequila is $120 a bottle. Oh, how was your Thanksgiving? What did you guys have? Phil, can we send out for some Mexican food? Abso-fucking-lutely. Hey, Phil, planning some visits home to L.A. next year. Do you have a date for the Hollywood Improv yet? No. And I don't know that... next year? We may. I'll let you know, Reggie. Chippendale, Swayze, and Farley, a great SNL bit. Patrick Swayze, yeah. Oh, the one where they were like fucking dancers? What was I going to say?
Santa baby,
I know what I was going to say.
You're talking about tequila and how much you loved it.
Yes. But, I know. The tequila here is $120 a fucking bottle. The vodka is $70. This goddamn Elcott. And, you know, there's nothing in Elcott, the next step, that says you can't drink. So they have a lot of booze here. There's also nothing in Elcott, the next step, that says you can't smoke cigarettes. So there's lots of smokers and drinkers here. But they just basically rape you. And they tell you, no, it's good for your ego to be financially raped. And I'm like, okay. Dave Oliver was Scrooge's nephew. Not bad, but I think R.C. Collins would be good at that role. It's a good one, man. Terry, night, y'all. Have a great weekend. Oh, and for movie night, I wanted to throw in the suggestion for the movie The Room. A friend of mine lent it to us. And it is a cult classic of being awful, but you come up with your own dialogue, naturally. Best sucky movie we've ever watched. Yeah, we're going to do the movie. That will be our Saturday show. Isn't that what we agreed to? Yeah, our Saturday show is going to be movie night. Now, I want you to stay tuned because we might very well do that tonight here from the Elcott Ark of the Novitiate. But one of the things that I am going to be doing this week, maybe we won't have the movie this weekend, we're going to be loading up on the home movies here from the Ark of the Novitiate. George says, the Blue Jackets, closest they've come to the Stanley Cup. Mars is closer. The stadium holds about 14,000, more if you count folks in the washrooms. Lost the first 7 games this year, doesn't look good, but would welcome you as a fan. Herb Sewell is the team physician. Sounds ideal, man. And what room is awful? Oh, the room is awful. Okay, let's see it. Let's watch it. Let's do it. Now that I'm a total fucking Amazon, fan. I mean, I love my Amazon movie channel. I mean, what do you call that, Amazon? It's like my rentals or my cable cutting.
I read a review of The Room for a magazine.
Hey, get a load of this. Effervescence wrote a review of The Room for a magazine. You've got to share it with us. We got to post. Baby, we got to post it on the site. I'm dead serious. Have you got it?
Have it in a print version.
I will give it to me, send it to me, and I'll post it on the site as a standby for The Room, a review of The Room by our very own Bithynia.
It's old, though. It's an old review. It was like years ago.
Oh, it's got to be all the better. All the better. We're going to be posting some home movies for you guys probably early next week. I have to take them, and then they got to get posted by the crew. And, you know, as you guys well know, as good as our guys are, they're all real fucking slow around here. I say that with the greatest of respect. I wonder what kind of download action we got on the Thursday, on the Thanksgiving Day Lions-Houston sweat game. Who knows? Wayne, speaking of bad movies, has anyone ever heard of Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Bullshit. It's about a turkey killing everyone. Oh, horseshit. Seriously? Do you know that movie? Babe?
Huh?
You know that movie?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Bithynia's seen it, man. Blisthynia. Has anyone ever heard of Thanksgiving about a turkey killing everyone? It's... Man, that is something that I'll fucking kill to see that. Brandon, opensource.com has a ton of public domain movies if you need them for movie night. Yeah. Also, the Internet Archives has it, the Prelinger Archives, and a lot of really cool. Here's Allie. Hey, Allie, how you doing? Allie is always the high point of our night when she makes it. Brandon, yeah. Thank you, man. I have... used the Internet Archive, but I'll check out opensource.com for that, because if I'm using any movie that is a copyright protected movie, I'm going to wind up getting into all kinds of, I don't want to get into any shit with copyright holders, that's kind of like a big thing with me. It's funny as shit and stupid. The acting is terrible. God, Thanksgiving is right up there with the Gingerbread Man movie. So bad it's good. The Gingerbread Man movie. Allie says, hello all. Allie just put the letter 2 down, or the number 2. Allie, I think you're the only female with us here tonight. Terry was just here. Keith Hampton, hey Phil, hope all is well. Movie suggestion for you. I just saw the film The Boy about this kid and his dad running a motel, and the boy is going psycho. Far out. Sounds sick. Add in the movie Evil Bong, and you round out a cheesy horror trifecta. Evil Bong? Do you know that movie, Hen?
No.
You know the movie The Boy?
No.
Does anybody here know It Walked Like Alice? Or do you know the movie The Thing That Ate Cleveland?
That used to be my nickname.
Your nickname. The Thing That Ate Cleveland is a movie that Maynard G. Krebs went to see in the TV show The Adventures of Dobie Gillis.
Funny.
And he said, where were you? I went to the drive-in. Yeah? Yeah, The Thing That Ate Cleveland was playing. The Thing That Ate Cleveland. What is the plot for Evil Bong, someone is asking. No shit, what is that?
That's ridiculous.
Pretty fucking funny, man.
Ridiculous.
Reggie, a 2000 horror comedy film directed by Charles Band about a group of college stoners who smoke from a sentient, malevolent bong, unaware that it traps the toker in a surreal strip club with kill strippers and other strange creatures. That, I swear to God, man, if you weren't telling me the truth, I'd say that was bullshit. Bullshit. TMC. Too much cannabis? How's that for TMC? When I get done here tonight, you guys, I'll take some fucking home movies that we will have a blast with, you know. This weekend, we're going to be taking a stroll through the Ark of the Novitiate and, you know, sort of seeing what improvements Elcott has made. He's always trying to get us to convert to his fucked up religion, but I'm constantly declining him. However, you know, you never know. I may actually go along with it at some point. So I'm going to tell you guys a, like a fucking thing that I'm thinking about doing a little bit later on. I would rather see Evil Dong. Bah-ha-ha. That's Wayne. Damn it. Late to the party again, Oren. Allie, don't worry, Oren. I was late too. Right. Right. Oren. Kind of pathetic, man, that that's it for the fucking drink, you know? I gotta call and get another one? God damn.
I mean, I'll call him, but yeah.
See Michael Bauer's DDS forensic dentist. Oh, look at the city of Ventura. On Forensic Files. That's Ventura.
Oh, wow.
Check it out. That's Oh my God, Ventura. Oh, you know what? I remember there was a murder in Ventura that they that chick was beat to shit. And she was thrown off of the one, I think the 126 on the way to Ojai. She was beat up by another chick. She was killed by another chick. But look, this is Ventura. All right. Allie, where is Jeff? Are you here tonight, Jeff? George Smith, my girlfriend is late. Not to worry, though. Okay, George. Jeff is here, Allie. I just saw him in the groups of discussions.
The delay is really long.
It's pretty long, yeah. Delay is really super long.
Mama.
Ooh, God, that's fucking gross.
That guy? Oh.
No, I didn't bring my own booze, Ellie, and it's
really
a big fucking mistake because...
Really should have done
that. This goddamn Elcott is a cheap motherfucker, and there's no... You know, usually Elcott has minibars in his rectories and in his ashrams. But now I know why he calls it a rectory, and it ain't got nothing to do with being religious, let me tell you what. Wayne, hey Phil, I think Margaret should sing the song Beyond the Sea, and of course, carve it a new ass. Yes. I think it's, I would seriously consider joining Elcott the next step. Brandon just said that. Hey man, it's, you know, just as good as any other fucking religion, probably better. Phil, I think the two pictures behind you are upside down. I think you're right, man. Who knows? seriously, because I don't know. Brandon says, I would seriously consider joining Elcott the next step. No shit, man. Hey, I would join Elcott the next step if the next time I come to one of their retreats, the booze is free! You know,
or a double was actually a double.
A double was a double instead of this cheap shit pour they got over here, man. The two pictures behind you are upside down. That's funny. How could we know?
That's hilarious, man.
Nathan Smith, I'm pretty sure Dr. Elcott and or the overlords are embezzling the funds. Boy, no shit, man. We're going to have to do a whole backstory in that. I got to write down some of these suggestions you guys have. One of them was very funny. Where's that one? I saw one suggestion from somebody here. Oh, Margaret's singing Beyond the Sea, yeah. So, tomorrow when we head out into the world of Elcott, we will, as I say, get some, something happened here, man. Lord have mercy. Hey, Nathan, I just unintentionally went private with you, man. I didn't mean to. But, I think I just unintentionally went private with Nathan. F that leveling shit. I'm pretty sure Dr. Elcott says, yes, Wayne, I totally agree. I know. Well, leveling is a very brutal thing. There's no question about it. You really got to have your shit together. Uh-oh. There, I just... I got Nathan. Somehow, Nathan, you and I went private, and I don't mean to do that. Nathan says, it's cool. It's cool. Yeah, I didn't mean to.
Are you guys still doing it?
Yeah, a window came up like I'm going private with Nathan here. Don't ever drink Dr. Elcott's Kool-Aid. No shit. Although I have to be honest with you, I think if we drank Dr. Elcott's Kool-Aid, it wouldn't change us at all. Dr. Elcott would probably go, no, drink the Kool-Aid. Yeah, okay, Dr. Elcott, I drank your Kool-Aid and I still am like relatively sane or not sane. So what should we do here?
Do you need to restart it? Do you need to restart everything?
No, I need to.
We'll
I need
them.
To restart this.
You want to call them? Mm. I mean, we have to. That's the only thing we can do.
Can you?
Yes.
So.
Do you want to just order another drink, single drink?
Yeah, I think so. But fuck, maybe we just hit.
Maybe I'll order two. I don't think there's anything open.
There's no bars open in this motherfucker?
I don't know.
She just told me that there's a bar.
Oh, she did? Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Elcott.
And I swear.
You know, Elcott, dude, do you not have a fucking bar in this place? Wait, Allie, I've been told by cops that get tasered level that if you don't go shit, that if you don't shit or piss before you get tasered, you might piss and shit your pants. Aw, dude, that's really sad. George Smith said, my wife caught me going unintentionally private with someone one time. Allie says, shall we give you and Nathan a minute, Mr. Henry? No, thank you.
Do you want me to go and call him now? Do you mind?
Yeah, maybe. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
There's got to be a bar open in here.
I'll ask them.
We're looking to see if there's a bar open here in the Nathan, in the Nathan, in the, now I've got Nathan on the brain. It's okay, Nathan. I'm
like. Just call like the front desk.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, just call the front desk.
Okay.
I have been told by Kyle. Yeah, you shit. Yeah, I would believe that, man. Seriously, Nathan. Elcott's Kool-Aid probably wouldn't be strong enough. No shit. You would drink Elcott's Kool-Aid and you'd get high. Reggie says to me, Phil, FYI, I'm leaving for a trip to Japan this weekend. We'll try to get you some PHS converts in this land of bull haircuts. Half of the trip will be in a countryside area that rarely sees foreigners. Will be a trip to see what they think of Mark. No shit, man. You're going to go to Japan, man, and like turn people onto the show? We've got a lot of people. I don't know what it is, but you're not the first person I've talked to who is a person who lives in Japan, you know, and works in Japan. I think a lot of you guys are teachers, aren't you? I had a lady in Japan who was really cool. She used to communicate with us all the time, send pictures of herself and her students. Wayne says, I'll let you know, I have to get leveled here before too long. Yeah, no shit. Don't we all, man? Don't we all, brother? What a fuck day, man. A fucked up day. I have to quit reading so much news. I get so wound up by shit. Anyway, ow, my eye.
There's a bar open in the hotel right
my
now.
My eye. I don't drink booze no more. Really, Brandon? Good for you. I think you're absolutely smart when you do that. I think I'm drinking more now than ever before.
Okay,
And I think the reason for that is the world is closing in on me. No, I just, you know, I don't give a shit, you know.
Okay. It's her future reference.
Allie says she needs meat. Allie drops these hints once a week that are, I would say, more than just hints.
Just kind of...
Gee, Allie.
Sort of...
What about a trip to... the meatery.
Anything. The latest one that stays open. Or if there are more
beans will be coming after you. That's right. Beans Halberstam. Beans is an overlord, man. Or she's... Yeah, she is an overlord. So she'll be coming after you. Her three-year-old ass will be all over you. Reggie, actually going for a vacation, but I'm going to be with my friend who lived there for years teaching English and will be our guide. Pretty cool, man. The only... thing I've seen of Japan is Narita Airport. I spent the night in a hotel, actually, in Tokyo, but then I had to turn around. I was leaving going to China.
Oh, one other question. When does the bar close?
Wayne says, no, I actually have two for my job.
Yeah,
I have to get certified on the taser. I'm not looking forward to that shit. Are you serious, dude? Are you a cop? Dude, that's fucked up. James, Phil, do you find your sound file, or was it really deleted?
Oh, okay.
Hey, James, thanks for asking. My whole fucking show file of music was deleted, most likely by yours truly, you know, by mistake. So I have to put it back together again. It's not that difficult, but it's just a major hassle, that's all. And in the process, I've sort of like, you know, been faking it the last couple of days here.
The bar open till 1.
There you go. Yeah.
6 a.m. to 1:30.
6 a.m.? Tell me if Elcott... the next step is not an alcoholic. Dr. Elcott, he's got a bar that's open from 6 a.m. till 1 a.m.
I love how his name is the next step.
Elcott, the next step. Well, Dr. Elcott is more than just Elcott now. He's Elcott, the next step. Although Elcott is named after his grandfather.
That's right.
Hevner, his great-great-great-grandfather, Hevner Elcott. That sounds awesome, Reggie. Bring us some pictures, man. James Kaufman, thank you, James. Yeah, Wayne Alley, good luck, dude. I hope it's short and quick. No shit. If you excuse the phrase short and quick. Short and quick is my M.O., George Smith. We got some good people online here. 5 full shitty seconds. God, that's fucked.
He's got to get tased.
He's got to get tased as part of his gig. You must be, are you a, well, I want to ask you, Wayne, if you don't want to tell me. Are you a police officer? Probably. Chris Wayne, that's rough. Not sure I'd be able to go through that. God, I fucking, man. For me, that would be like, one of my biggest fears in life is heights. That would be, I think I'd rather jump out of a fucking airplane, man. As much as I fear heights, I'd rather jump out of an airplane than be tased. Now, how fucked up does that make me? I would rather skydive than get tased. What? I should be the other way around on that, shouldn't I? Tased, just like the scene in The Hangover. What was the scene in The Hangover where the guy gets tased? Oh my god. Yeah, man. No. I think the taser, from what I've seen, from my study of the TV show Cops Reloaded, my favorite show, I think the taser has saved a lot of situations, you know, I mean, I hear about all these cats getting shot and killed. Fucking cops tase people on Cops Reloaded all the time. Nobody's ever getting killed, so I don't know. Wayne says, okay, here we are. Right, Nathan, has to hit the sauce early, I mean. Yeah, Dr. Elcott has to hit the sauce to deal with the novitiates. No shit.
I'm so sorry. Do you have the info for the Wi-Fi or the Ethernet or whatever?
What do you need? Oh, you should be able to just log on. Okay. It says, yeah, it says... You should be able to log on. Are you not able to?
I haven't tried.
Call the concierge.
No, I didn't know that that's how we did it, so
yeah.
Probably do it.
Wayne says, yes, Phil, I'm a deputy sheriff. I've been listening to you religiously since 2009. I work nights, and you get me through long nights. If it wasn't for you, I'd go, man, thanks, brother. I appreciate that. We've got a lot of police officers, man, that are fans of the show. I've always been a big supporter of cops, man. By the way, I'm so sorry to hear about that police officer was killed today in Colorado. It's just fucked, man. Completely fucked. Huh?
I think there was more than one.
There was one officer killed and there were two civilians.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
And that motherfucker had a long gun, I think, and was targeting, you know, the police as they were. Oh, you know what that is?
Uh-uh.
That's the Elcott raft. They take people through.
Oh.
Yeah, it's the Ark of the Novitiate.
Stay on the raft.
Keith says, I would guess that Elcott's bar doesn't have a package store option. His 6 a.m. to 1 a.m. strategy is about control. Yeah, no shit. Allie, I'd rather have to see mushed up... What? Oh, man, my... Bianna than get tased? What's Bianna? Are you talking about...
Just banana.
Oh, banana? My kid's sister used to try to piss me off doing that when we were young. She would mush up banana in her mouth, Bianna, and she'd go, and it would, like, cause me no end of, I would, like, go into an epileptic fit, you know. Paul, I'm so pissed I can't chat. I'm about to reinstall. Paul, what's up, man? It's okay, brother. We got you covered. Wayne. I got sprayed with pepper spray once. Never again. It's like putting cayenne pepper in your eyes, but 1,000 times worse. Dude. I saw some dumbass, Wayne, snort fucking peppers at a Thai restaurant. Some fucking guy that thought, you know, oh, this shit can't be that bad. And he just put the shit up his nose, and he was in the bathroom the rest of the night trying to fucking irrigate his face, basically. Or, and Phil, after Thanksgiving dinner, I climbed up on my wife's grandma's roof to fix a leak. Scared shitless the whole time. Yeah, no shit. I got the same problem. Bithynia will tell you, I have her get on a ladder to replace light bulbs in the ceiling at my house because I'm scared to shit to get on a ladder. I mean, One time I was asked to go and just do a personal appearance at the unveiling of a new Atlanta fire station, believe it or not. I was working at WSB in Atlanta, and I went out and they had a brand new hook and ladder with one of those big fucking cherry pickers, right? And they said, come on, Phil, go up to the bucket. And I'm like, oh, fuck, you know, and I couldn't say no. I mean, you just can't say no to that shit. Well, what saved me was that the ladder going to the bucket was on a slant, and so it didn't feel like I was going straight up, right? First of all, I was going like I was climbing a stair, and all I did was just look at that stair ahead of me. I didn't look down. I didn't look back. I didn't do shit. And I got up into this fucking bucket. Then I kept my eyes on the stairway leading down. I didn't look, you know, the other side. Oh, God, man. I was like, when they told me, come on, Phil, come on up to the fucking cherry picker. I'm like, oh, shit.
I can't believe you did a period.
I did it. I made it. I didn't shit my pants or anything, as far as I know. Yeah, it was messed up. Paul says, forget it. I'm going to redo Phil This Is 40 scene. Okay. Paul's going to go out and run a bicycle into some guy's car, I think. Christopher, shout out to Bernie. He must be driving or with family. Yeah. Bernie, where you at, brother? Nathan says he hates heights. Fucking bad, man. Heights suck. Allie, Nathan, I hear you. My mother always said... the higher you are, the harder you fall. I really took that to heart. No shit.
Who's your mom, Bob Marley?
Yeah, who's your mom, Bob Marley? Oh! All right. Wayne, I think it's bullshit that we have to get tased and sprayed with pepper spray to carry them. We don't have to get freaking shot to carry a gun. No shit. Yeah. But, of course, you could probably you don't need to be convinced of how bad being shot is, right? You know, it's... Now, in case any of you gentlemen think being shot isn't all that bad, let's just shoot you. Phil's fear of heights, Bakian Skyboy, and the Levaliers crashing all the time. Now it begins to make sense. No shit. You got that right. Always deal with shit. I just deal with fear and everything with humor when I can, you know. I don't think I've ever made the connection in my life about how my humor sort of saved my ass, I guess. Sorry, I'm yawning.
Oh, no.
I'm so fucking tired, man.
That better be fireworks.
Those are fireworks at 9:30? This is the Elcott celebrates the destruction of ego every night at 9:30 by shooting off fireworks. It is a... it's some kind of a sick, twisted celebration of the destruction of ego.
Do you want me to shut that door?
No, it's okay. No. It's either the Elcott fireworks or they're having, there's gunfire out there because they've had problems with this Gurudev sect. You know the guys that they blew up in Cleveland? That sounds like cannon fire to me. I think that Elcott is firing over the fucking He's firing over the wire into... Elcott's firing over the wire into the Gurudevsek area. Dave Oliva can help you out with that, Wayne. Yeah. Hey, whatever, Wayne. You'll be good, man. You'll be good. I'm a volunteer firefighter, says Oren, and the ladder is the only part of it I absolutely hate. I've never gotten comfortable with that shit. God, man. You know?
Ask your buddy that's getting tased to send us a video.
Okay. Hey, Wayne. Bethany wants to know if you'll send us a video of you getting tased. God, I don't know, man. Nathan says, I was able to go up in the dome of the Georgia State Capitol a few years ago. It's a great view of downtown Atlanta, but the way up and down is extremely nerve-wracking since some parts are open almost like scaffolding. Oh, God, man, that's scary as fuck, with stairs. So I kept my eyes on the steps going up and going down and not side to side. I know what you mean, man. I know exactly what you mean. You have the same kind of thing that's going on with me. That's why I couldn't go up the Eiffel Tower, man. I can't go up the Eiffel fucking Tower because most of it you can see down through the stairs. You know, I was probably really just not in a good place mentally that day or something. Dave Oliva is a moron. He couldn't find his way out of a paper bag. Truth. Reggie says, are those explosions part of the Scared Straight Disneyland program where they fucking put a fucking stick of dynamite under your ass? Micah is with us here. Hey, Mike, how you doing? I'd rather watch the Kintner boys spill out all over the dock than get tased. That's fucked. Don't you remember that scene in Jaws?
Oh, yeah.
And I, for one, am not going to stand by and watch that little Kintner boy spill out all over the dock. Oh, my God, that's one of the great scenes. Elcott is attacking the Gurudev Disciplite. This old lady keeps tamping her pipe out, right? I know one of the other deputies plans on taping it, so maybe. Oh, man, that's fucked.
They usually take those,
though. They're going to tape Wayne getting tased.
Yeah, they usually take them.
Oh, Wayne.
Oh, wait, do you make more of a
joke? Yeah, man, I would love to have them. Well, I didn't mean to.
I meant to. What the hell?
It's okay. I can have my glasses on because I'm having a hard fucking time focusing around here.
No, focusing around here.
I don't know whether the Gurudev Disciplite has been leveled now.
Need more ginger ale.
Fucking, yeah. Or either that or we'll wait till 10.
I wanted to order a couple of things. Last name is Hendry? Yes. Do you see what we ordered the last time? Do you see our last order? Too bad. Okay.
Two doubles.
Okay. One. We have some ginger ale that you sent previously, so I think we need two glasses of ice, please. Two highball glasses.
The Kintner boys spilling out all over the dock.
Double vodka. Just the by itself.
If you guys think that I'm going to stand by and watch you perform some sort of half-assed autopsy on a fish, and I, for one...
What tequila did you want?
Patron.
And one double Patron. No ice cream.
Allie, we put up our Christmas tree today. When do you usually put yours up, yes. Mr. Henry? 2 weeks before Christmas.
Did that make sense at all?
Today? You put yours up today? Do you have like a fake Christmas tree, you know, one that you don't have to keep, you know, watered? Because I don't know how you keep that shit watered, man. You can hear we've got gunfire out here, man. It's okay. It's all right. This is Elcott firing into the Gurudev Disciplite lines. I think they're firing low right over the tree line. But,
yes, please.
Fucking wild, man.
Okay, thank you.
There's certain scenes in movies that I remember that one. Now, fellas, let's be reasonable. You're not going to perform some sort of half-ass autopsy on a fish. You know why you can joke about that? Because there was no little Kintner boy. There was no little Kintner boy. So it's, you know, it's why, you know, Fictitious shit is the one thing you should be able to fuck with, but I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. That's right, Allie. Only the best. Only the best to mix with ginger ale. Don't ever do that. I don't know why I'm doing it, but I am. Nathan, in the turf war between Elcott and the Disciplites with the wonderful world of Kong, I think that's what Dean Wheeler is part of now. Be neutral or side with the Disciplites since Wheeler is pissed at Elcott. Is Wheeler part of the wonderful world of Kong? Is he? Indeed, we do have a fake one. I wanted a real one, but apparently I'm a piece of shit, so... Oh, Lord have mercy, girl. Why? You gotta have real fucking trees. We're not gonna have... Let me tell you how we do Christmas. Or we don't... We do Yule. Now, Yule is the one pay-on that I pay to Elcott. But it's not really an Elcott thing. Yule is my thing. Yule is bitching. Yule is fucking awesome. You have a Yule log, if you'll pardon the expression, and you have, a Yule tree, and you just Yule it up, man. And you watch nothing but Yule Brenner movies. Phil, it's just Trump testing his immigration plan. Jim says it's Trump testing the immigration plan. He's firing into the fucking immigrants. Oh, my God, man. Wayne says maybe Elcott is executing members that ran afoul of the overlords. He's got guys lined up in the fence.
Cannon,
just blowing them up with cannon. Yeah, Micah, you're right. Murray Hamilton as the Marin Judge. Boy, there's a great actor, Murray Hamilton. And talk about movies. He was in The Graduate. He was in The Spirit of St. Louis. He was in The Hustler. If you remember The Hustler, he's that southern dandy that Paul Newman challenges. He goes, I don't play pool. What was his name? Mr. Felsen. I don't play pool, Mr. Felsen. I play billiards. Don't let Trump see that idea. Jesus. You guys are killing me tonight, man. James, dude, don't let Trump see that idea. Oh, my Lord. Been a day, man. It's been a day. Jaws was chock full of great moments and lines. Hooper tells Mayor Vaughn, you're going to ignore this particular problem until it swims up and bites you in the ass. I always like that sign when Quint says, y'all want to catch the shark? Put your businesses back on a paying basis. And Quint had the other line about... And there's no such thing as rope. And if you start using the, I'll throw you through the little window. I'll throw you through the little round window in the side of the ship. Something like that. I just fucked it up. Yeah. The little Kintner boy liner though was fucking great. I don't know, man. What is this flick?
I think it's still Forensic
Files. Oh, Forensic Files.
Fallout.
What movie was I watching? We were watching a movie the other night that we both really loved. What was it, babe? Oh, we never finished it. It was on YouTube. Forget what it was now, but we got to get a movie going for next week. We'll get the movies going. But what I'm going to do is...
And you were hating it. Oh, no, we were watching Sorcerer.
That's what we were watching. We watched Sorcerer, which is a William Friedkin movie, and apparently Hollywood gave Friedkin all this fucking money because he just made The Exorcist, so he's like, he could do no wrong, right? This goddamn movie was so weird, man. I mean, it was really well shot, and it was beautifully shot, but it was the most bizarre thing. These four dudes are hired to drive nitroglycerin over this fucked up bridge in South America. You know what was missing from that movie? Wasn't there a big fucking explosion? They should have had just everything just blow to shit.
Yeah.
You know?
At the very end,
they should have had the fucking jungle just blow up. All right. Wayne, I really enjoy it when you quote a movie lines. Because of it, I watched a lot of good movies. I really love Carlito's Way, great movie, and Copland. There are a few movies you mentioned.
Copland. You got me to watch that.
Copland's great. I think Copland is like High Noon, placed in New Jersey, but I just love that movie, you know. And that's another movie with some pretty good lines in it, you know. Although I can't think of any right now. Oh, I love, but when he's talking to Robert De Niro, he says, "You may be law enforcement, and so am I, but you are not a cop." He's, you know, and besides all of the church parking and all the cats in the trees and all the bullshit, you know, what have you got to do? Pretty good movie. Paul Dentino, best scene in The Hustler is when George C. Scott says, "Eddie, you owe me money." Fucking no kidding. Eddie, you owe me money! Great movie. George C. Scott died in Westlake Village, which is where I was living there at the time. George C. Scott probably was no more than a quarter mile away from where I lived when he died. And I couldn't fucking believe it, you know. I was like, are you serious? And he died of a heart attack there. He had moved there. And apparently people thought he was a great guy. People that encountered him really liked him.
Wow. Just imagine you get to meet him.
Steven, I got you, and you from Clint Eastwood's movies. Two movies. He does it in The Gauntlet, and he does it in High Plains Drifter, when he says, "Well, you're the Largo Volunteers. You, all of you out there." And then when he encounters the bikers in the desert in The Gauntlet, he'll say, "Anybody want to tell me why I can go anywhere I want if I have reasonable suspicion? You.
Yep.
And then he focuses, "You with the fucking hair." "You with the fucking hair. You want to tell me why?" Fucking great, man. "You blew it." Yeah, Wayne, thank you, from Copland. "You blew..."
That's,
you know,
it, yeah.
I gave you a chance to be a man, I gave you a chance to be a cop, but you blew it. You blew it. De Niro and... I love De Niro's internal affairs cop. He was great. He was fucking great. And Gary Figgis, Ray Liotta's character, you know, who he can't take... You know, he's going to leave town. He's going to leave fucking... what was the name of this? What was Sylvester Stallone's character?
I don't remember.
I can't remember Sylvester Stallone's character.
There's a good tweet regarding the Planned Parenthood attack.
My tweet?
If you want to hear it now.
Oh, no, let me hear it.
"The shooter's alive because he's white, not because he didn't resist arrest. He shot five cops. That's resisting."
Hey, let me just say this, though. I'm glad that motherfucker's alive, because I'm going to get to see that piece of shit on trial.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. I got it. Hold on. Hello? Hi. Yes, ma'am. You want the double vodka neat?
Yeah, or, both of them.
Both of them neat. And then we want two glasses of ice.
We have ice.
Oh. No, not in either one, yeah. Thank you.
Doubles.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye. Wait. What's that? You better make them triples.
Yeah.
No, make them four shot. I'm kidding. All right. okay. Let's see here. You blew it. Yeah, Oren says, Wayne, most of my classic movie watching comes by way of Phil's mention. Seems like Jay Santos went off on Soylent Green quotes once. Jay Santos did? Yeah. Speaking of movie lines, I love this one from The Exorcist 3. This is Reggie speaking. He says, "Jesus," this is from Exorcist 3, "Jesus loves you, everyone else thinks you're an asshole." Don't forget Scorpio and his $300 worth. That, Micah, is actually from Dirty Harry, where he says, "You really want $300 worth, don't you? Every penny." Where he's beating, Scorpio pays this dude to beat him up. James Kaufman, "If I had to be tased, I'd like Jay Santos to do it." Yeah, because he wouldn't do it well. Dr. Strangelove, "You can't fight in the war room." That's a funny line.
Yeah.
That's a funny line. Wayne, I use that line all the time, Wayne says. Steve Miller, "I love Patton." Patton's got some great fucking lines. What's in Patton? Patton? Oh, Patton's up. Patton's got a good line about, oh yeah, we're gonna attack all night, we're gonna attack all day. He goes, there's brave men dying up there. We'll attack all night, we'll attack all day. And if we're not victorious, let no one come back alive." Oh, I know the best line from Patton. The best line from Patton is when he goes, "Now, you ladies," he's giving a speech to these old ladies in fucking English. He says, "Now, I don't have much experience in welcoming up to this point. My only experience in welcoming is welcoming Italians and Germans into the nether reaches." All right. Doctor Strangelove was a great movie. It was. Written by Terry Southern and Stanley Kubrick. Christopher, you can't look at the big board, right? You want Major Elvis Newton tasing you, huh, Horn? Okay. Wayne Alley says, "Oh, yeah, that $300 line is one of the best lines in movies." Yeah, because it's so fucking bizarre. George, want to know if that was his wife telling... No. Unless your wife works in room service at the Elcott Ark of the Novitiate. Mr. Henry, so polite.
Oh,
the Dracula quotes are great. You know, Dwight Frye is like one of my all-time favorite actors. You know, his whole line about the red eyes and... You know, Dracula? I never even heard the name. Dr. Elcott, oh ma'am, is Dr. Elcott cross-dressing now? George, good ones, George. Yeah, those are some moments, man. But Eastwood movies have magnificent quotes, man. I don't know what, I'm not really sure what, I haven't seen any fucking movies lately, or if I have, I don't remember them, man, I can tell you that. You know, the whole thing with that dude being caught alive, that cop, I mean, not the cop, that piece of shit that was killing people today, and they got him alive. I'm glad they got his ass alive, man. That's fucking great. They rarely get those psychopaths alive. Those guys kill themselves. Huh?
I'm surprised he didn't kill himself.
Yeah, a lot of times those motherfuckers kill themselves. It's not a matter whether you get the guy alive or not. It's whether the guy's going to not shoot himself. But this piece of shit, and how they got his ass, I have to read on. Does it say?
Yeah, I don't see any. There's not much yet. I mean, maybe they know where. I don't see much.
Man.
Other than what we already knew. Man.
Oh, Jack Rabinowitz, Keith, is, I think he does stay in touch with him. I think he's one of the his fellow priesterlies, if he's not yet an overlord. Everybody else is becoming an overlord except Elcott, and it hasn't bothered him yet, you know. But I think it's going to start. I think it's going to start pissing him off pretty soon. But yeah, Jack Rabinowitz and Casper, I can't remember some of the names of those guys. Father Guy Jack Rabinowitz, absolutely. That was the guy's name.
Father
that was
Guy Jack.
Guy was insane. Wayne Elliott, it's not a movie line, but I really think what I really think is funny is when Margaret gets upset and someone asks her where she is going and she says she's gonna take a dump and gets real low on the dump part. Yeah, because that's when she's funny. You know, when she's pissed off. Where are you going, Margaret? I'm gonna go take a dump. Phil, are you going to knock on the doors of the adjoining rooms and yell housekeeping? I don't know. Elcott may throw me out if I do that. Allie, Mr. Henry, they say that the police convinced him to turn himself in. You know, maybe. But whatever they said...
Here's a picture of him. I mean, it's not...
And I got to tell you, man. These motherfuckers... I think that, you know, here's the thing. I think that guy should be put in fear of his fucking life. Look at this motherfucker. He looks like a real fucking piece of shit.
I know.
He's got glasses on.
He's got glasses on.
Here. I don't know if you guys can see that.
Who does he think he is? He's got glasses on.
Oh, he just looks like a fucking dork. This is the guy that they, how do you suppose you convince a piece of shit like this to turn himself in? This guy has got to be a psychopathic motherfucker who wanted to make a statement. They say he had, and he killed a guy. You know, yeah. I'm just saying that for whatever reason, and, you know, the motives of the police are theirs and theirs alone, but I'm glad this piece of shit is going to see his motherfucking day in court. And this citizen is not going to be taking anything for granted. I ain't letting that motherfucker get away with shit. I don't care what his reasons are, you know. This shit's got to end, man, as far as I'm concerned. But hey, here I go again. Let's see. I just got home in time. Road chat is like Roadhead without the blowjob. Okay. They said the police convinced him to turn himself in. How often do you get recognized when out and about, Phil? Is it common? No. Unless somebody recognizes my voice, you know. Not that much. Sometimes people recognize my name. That's what they recognize. They go, "Hey, Mr. Phil Henry, what was that great? You owe us money." At some point, one of the new novitiates will get on the fast track to becoming an overlord, and I'm betting he'll lose it then. Allie said, "You thought that explanation was a crock of shit." What explanation was that? That the police convinced him to turn himself in? I started saying that Margaret dumped line around my friends 4 years ago. My friend told me his four-year-old started doing it at home. He would get his voice all low on the dump part.
That's hilarious.
Wayne Alley, your job is now complete. Yeah, no kidding, man. Thanks, Nathan. Just like, "Daddy, I gotta take a dump." I like the bit in the game this week, in the football game this week. You heard whatever her name was, Mary Margaret Perdue or something. Mm-hmm. "I'm Mary Margaret Perdue, yeah. And you can give to people, never mind the fact that I've got one leg." You know? Oh, Lord have mercy. "I've only got one leg." Oh, man. Being here at the novitiate is needed, you know. I'm supposed to be here. I'm supposed to just, I think, like, cleanse my soul or something.
Yeah, I don't feel like you're really there yet, though.
I'm not really cleansing my soul yet.
No.
"Daddy, I gotta take a
dump." I used to do this thing, would crack the kids up. I would go,
"I'm like 3 years old, and I went,
ouch!" You know? Chris would flip his lid. Okay. What else do we have here? Dr. Elcott is a cross-dresser now. Oh, wow, I'm way down the...
Whoa. Oh, never mind. That heart attack. I thought it was happening again.
Jesus, something happened here to my chat window. It went all the way down. Oh, there we go.
Uh-oh. What is it?
I don't know.
Yay, I thought it was summer camp.
I love how Ted Bell has started avoiding being on the phone with Phil and the panel for too long before getting off the phone. Glad Elcott is taking care of your ass with the week you had. Sheesh. Yeah. Thank you, brother. Bob Green, fat women shoppers. Can't find it. Anybody know where the Bob Green and the fat women shoppers is? Wait a minute. Today is a Bob Green. Today we featured a classic Friday show where Bob Green was not selling turkeys because he wanted to impress his Playboy bunny girlfriend. That's it. I love how Ted Bell has started avoiding me on the phone. Paul, Oren, Phil, sorry if you mentioned it earlier, but how's Dara doing? Dara's good. I haven't been in touch with my sisters of late. I know that he's doing much better and that he is. I think he's in his assisted living place now, to be honest with you. But I know that he is out of the life-threatening phase. He's out of that phase where he was on respirator. He's breathing on his own. He is off of dialysis, I believe, and I think he's about ready to go off the trach where he had that in his throat. But I think the recovery has slowed down a little bit. You know, I think everybody was really, and I have to be honest with you, it was a great recovery because the guy, in my opinion, from what I understood and from what I had been hearing from my sisters and everybody, the guy should have died, you know. And the fact that Dara was able to hang in and recover was a good thing. So I really thank you guys for speaking of hanging in, thank you for hanging in with me tonight, because this has been, you know, all of these remotes that we do, these remote chats are really difficult to do, and they're technically hard, and I know that the speed has been very slow, and you guys are probably getting a choppy picture and a lot of shit. Thank you very much for being with us, and we're going to, you know, be joining you again next week. We have Christmas coming up, and we'll see about, of course, our Christmas Carol production on the show, and some other things that are rolling up next week that we'll tell you a little bit more about as we get closer to those things. So, what's that, babe?
I was just singing. Sorry.
You were saying some things I could hear. So, what can I tell you? But thank you. God bless. Do we have Lonely Surfer here on the playlist as our going out song? I don't know. I don't know exactly how this updates. We should have Lonely Surfer. If we don't, that's all right. Long Way From Home. Here's The Lonely Bull. I know. Okay, hey. I tell you what I'll do, guys, is I will leave you with my favorite song when I was 8 years old. Seriously. This was my favorite song when I was eight. I hope we have it.
Yeah, you may not have
to. Let me see if we got it or not, man.
That would be terrible.
You guys aren't going to believe this, but when I was eight, I thought this song was the shit.
It's so cute.
Here it is.
That's
okay.
Cute little baby Phil.
All right, so this was it. 8 years old. This is what an 8-year-old Phil Henry thought was the best song he ever heard. And when it came on the radio, I was like, I just thought it was fucking great. Let me make sure that we are all potted up here musically. Yeah. There we go. All right, guys. I will talk to you later. Thank you very much for joining us. And here is my favorite song when I was 8 years old. No shit. Seriously, this is it. I used to love this one.
Hallelujah. The question is peculiar. I'd give a lot of dough if only I could know. The answer to my question, is it yes or is it no? Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? If your mother says don't chew it, do you swallow it in spite? Can you catch it on your tonsils? Can you heave it left and right? Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Here comes a blushing bride, the groom is by her side. Up to the altar, just as steady as Gibraltar, while the groom has got the ring, and it's such a pretty thing. But as he slips it on her finger, the choir begins to sing. Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? If your mother said don't chew it, do you swallow it in spite? Can you catch it on your tonsils? Can you hear it left and right? Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Now the nation rises one to send their honored sons up to the White House. Yeah, the nation's only White House to voice their discontent unto the president. Upon the burning question, what has swept this continent? If tin whistles are made of tin, what do they make foghorns out of?
Bumble!
Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? If your mother says don't chew it, do you swallow it in spite? Can you catch it on your tonsils? Can you hear it left and right? Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night on the big phone.
Sing
another chorus, but he hasn't got the time. On the bed, oh, oh.